Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk Call-In Radio Show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, your host, Deb Wolf, calling from Camp Good Dog, where Tuesday night at about 7:45, we started watching puppies arrive, standard poodle puppies. Yes, yes, they are. They're adorable. And if you want to see them, you can go to Facebook, Camp Good Dog, and see the latest shots of the newborn puppies. Seven of them came sometime, well, in the hours following 7:45, that's when they came. Five girls, two boys, all beautiful, all healthy. Mom's great. She even jumped up on me already. She's so great. Naughty girl. Knows what she can get away with. So, yeah, if you want to see newborn puppies, that's where you go. Camp Good Dog Facebook. And I've also got, if you're not squeamish, I've got a birth video posted at debwolf.net. So if you want to see what it's really like to watch puppies be born, then you can see it there. Now, today we have a special guest, Margo, and she's from Pazzo Talk. And we're going to talk about more poodles. Unfortunately for you poodle haters out there, it's going to be a poodly day. But that's not what she's all about. She's all about pets and animals and helping them. And she just happens to have a couple of poodles. Welcome to the show, Margo.
Congratulations on your new litter. That is after my own heart there.
Well, I heard you had... I heard you had standard poodles yourself. These ones are, their mom's red, their dad is cream. And so I'll have to tell you in a few days what color they're going to be. We don't know yet.
How great. How exciting. Yeah.
So, okay. So, Pazzo Talk. What do you want people to know about Pazzo Talk?
Well, actually, it's Pause to Talk, but that's okay.
Pause to Talk. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Pause to Talk, Pause to Talk, our motto is, you know, life support for dog lovers, and we are just all about helping dog parents, dog guardians, however you want to refer to them, you know, with any challenges that they may be having. Dog people are just my type of people, and, you know, we are all about taking care of dog parents so that they can, in turn, be better to their own dogs and more connected with their own dogs. And we do this through products. We just released a kit to help dog lovers through the loss of a human in their life by getting help from their dog and support from their dog. And we also do it through life coaching, which is really problem solving and, you know, working through certain difficult questions to get people moving on a path that they want to be on.
Wow. That's heavy duty stuff. When you lose someone, your dog is your therapist? Is that the idea? Grandma dies, so grandpa turns to the family dog?
Kind of, yeah. With the kit that we have, it's an audio kit, and there's also an accompanying workbook and actually a healing copper bracelet and then dog tag that comes with it, and it's kind of like turning your dog into your own therapy dog while you're going through this hard time. Lots of bonding happening between human and dog, and, you know, just really doing 21 days of activities as a part of this kit with, you know, together with your dog to help you move through the healing process.
It's interesting you're focusing on that because dogs volunteer for this and they're grief-stricken too. And sometimes dogs are so grief-stricken that people are calling me saying, what can I do? He won't eat. He won't sleep. He just keeps sitting by where my husband used to sit. You know, this kind of idea. So there's a lot going on with dogs. And I think if we don't enlist their help and actively engage them in this kind of healing, they're almost wanting to, they're almost helpless to help us. They want to. They know you're sad. They know you need them. But they just, you know, connecting in grief and focusing on grief isn't the way to do it, because a dog's so empathic, he'll just stay there. So you have to focus on the other things. And I'm hoping that's covered in your 21 activities.
It is. It's you know, one of the first things, one of the first activities is to, you know, bring the dog to the funeral or to the grave site so that they can know that a change has occurred. But then as we work through the 21 days of the kit, it's a lot of other things, you know, that aren't so grim, if you will. You know, doing things like taking maybe a day trip together, going and deciding what type of memorial you want to do, going to a grief group, you know, all of this involves the dog. You know, of course, you know, doing exercise with the dog. We cover a bunch of different stuff. I even put in a human dog spa day is one of the activities, you know. So
oh, I like that. Yeah, but I don't know if I want the same kind of mud bath as my golden retriever wants. I don't think we're in the same zone there on what feels good, wet, cold, dirty mud with frogs. That's her choice, not my choice.
That's right, yeah. So you're absolutely right, you know, and science is showing every day, every week, you know, there's more and more. I feel like I can't go on Google anymore without reading about all of these studies and things that are happening that are telling us that dogs are way more sophisticated than we ever thought they were, you know, years ago, even 2 years ago. So, you know, they know what's going on, and it's important to involve them in the grief process, but also to, you know, use them for healing and then focus on their healing as well. So this kit that I have, which is called Pause by Your Side and is on the Pause to Talk website, is all about that.
It sounds really cool. I've noticed in my career working with animals for all these years, I've noticed that oftentimes animals get the same illnesses as their people. And I mentioned that to my vet recently, and another vet, and another vet. And I keep mentioning it every time I meet a vet. I say, do you find, and everybody is agreeing, a person will come in with a dog with diabetes 6 months after they got it themselves. And sometimes it's not as lifestyle related. Like, I had to have knee surgery recently. And when I started developing the problem, my standard poodle, 11 and a half year old grandpa dog, started developing the exact same problem. Exact same diagnosis, exact same treatment on the exact same knee. That's just freaky stuff. So they're in tune with you. You may as well get the advantage going both ways. I'm so glad we talked to you today. I do have to let you go, Margo, but Pause to Talk is where you can find more of this great stuff that will connect you. And maybe someday I'll explain to you, Margo, why Bella and Dee Dee, one likes to wear scarves and one doesn't. I'll tell you right now, it's because they each need their own trick.
Yes.
That's it. They need their own trick, and that trick is taken by Bella. Don't mess with that trick. Dee Dee's not allowed.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Deb. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. I hope you'll come back someday. And good luck with everything.
All right,
everybody.
Thank you very much.
So stay tuned. That was Pause to Talk, Pause to Talk with Margo Alquest. We were talking about Bella and Dee Dee. I didn't even get to ask about her latest standard poodle acquisition. It's very hard once you have a smart dog like that to stop at one. Okay, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, to talk about something completely different.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is Deb Wolf calling in from Camp Good Dog, of course, up in the Pacific Northwest. And we're talking with Robert Masseri. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks for having me.
Well, Guardian of Rescue. I mean, that sounds like a superhero. You're president of the Guardians of Rescue. We had to have you on, Batman.
Proud to be here. Proud.
So what's a Guardian of Rescue?
Well, it's somebody who is always there for all animals that walk on this planet. Passionate people who care about everything from a kitten to a coyote.
There was a great video the other day on YouTube, a news clip of this fireman resuscitating a cat. Did you see it? A teeny tiny kitten. Oh, it was beautiful. Sometimes ordinary people really step up, don't they?
Well, you know, most of our emergency workers do, but we always have to encourage them to step up a little more. And I think by thanking them, I think, sharing their success and saving that kitten is always important, always. So the next guy, feels like, hey, you know what, this needs to be done. And I'd like to see more.
I was once involved in a rescue of a Labrador retriever that had gone out on a frozen pond and fallen through the ice, and authorities were called, and someone flagged me down because I was just driving by with a logoed truck with paws on it, and I tried to help. And it took us like 45 minutes to get this big fat lab out of the ice and out of the water, drag him across. There was a whole kindergarten class watching, clapping for us. And then he went back in. Whoa, we had to rescue him twice.
So oh, boy.
We should have had a leash on him. That was just like, oh, no. But everybody was exhausted. You're freezing cold, and you've got bruises all over your body from the ice slapping against you. And, I mean, you don't think he's going to go back in. But sometimes rescue work isn't easy, and I understand you're helping the rescuers. Is that what you do?
Yeah. Majority of the people we help are the rescuers themselves who tend to be overwhelmed, all with great intentions, and they need a little assistance at all different levels, and we get involved, and we try to guide them through a successful plan, and we support them, and we get them up and running.
Well, I went to your website, and I saw Break the Chain. What is Break the Chain? It sounds good. I like the idea. Oh, Autry's here. Welcome back, Autry. Nice to have you on the show. Autry Pruitt co-hosting with me today. And we've got our guest, Robert from OAS, and he's talking to us right now about Break the Chain. You like that, huh, Autry? You want to break the chain?
I know. Go ahead, Robert.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So Break the Chain is a program where it's an event that we're having, but one of our programs is where we get chains off these dogs, heavy chains, I must say, off these dogs that are in backyards or in junkyards or in backs of businesses that are there for all the wrong purposes. It takes a lot to do. Most people don't want to give up the dog or they don't want the dog to come off the chain. It's always a rewarding treat to get these dogs, you know, cut off these chains. And in most cases, we can get the dogs surrendered to us. But getting them off those chains are very valuable to us. A lot comes along with that. I don't think there's been a case where we've taken a dog off a chain where it didn't need a medical, didn't need, you know, to be neutered or, you know, some kind of intervention medically, so forth. So it's important that we continue with that program.
It's so sad, Archie. There's people out there who think that a good guard dog is a tied-up dog who hates people. And yeah, so they do terrible things. And it's not a good guard dog. Yeah, exactly. And then they just, no one can get near it, so you can't really help it if it has a cut or something, an ear infection. They often leave them on collars. The dog outgrows, so the skin grows over. I mean, it's just horrible, isn't it, Robert?
It's beyond horrible, and it's happening every day across America. We've you know, taken dogs off chains that had embedded collars. That some of the most flea infestation we've ever witnessed. Anemic dogs, dogs with broken legs that were still on chains. People don't care. They don't care. It's a tool to them. It's a source of security. Sometimes we go onto the property after we're invited on, after doing whatever we have to do to get on the property.
It's so tricky. You got to be nice to these people you just don't want to be nice to.
You have to win them with sugar in the beginning. Otherwise, you're not going to gain access. And the whole family mentality is the same. The kids don't pet the dog. They don't, you know, I mean, there are people who go out and have to care for these dogs. And these are local community people, rescuers, who actually go and provide water and food every day because these people don't. And it's hard to get these dogs away from them because technically they're not breaking the law because of our weak laws. So that's something that we're very proud of. We're going to continue to do that. We have an event coming up on the 29th. And that's to bring awareness to, you know, that program.
Is it mostly just big dogs that go through this?
Well, or are there dogs as well? You, I've never pulled a Shih Tzu off a chain. Generally, it's you know, a dog 50 pounds or over, and in most cases it's a pit bull.
Why?
You know, go ahead, Archie.
Why have the pit bull or the Rottweiler or whatever, why even have that dog when you don't have enough space for the... I just don't understand that mentality, Robert. Maybe
it's not a space thing. They want it to be a guard dog. Right, Robert?
Totally. It's the same mentality as their irresponsible lifestyle that we would never live. And they don't get it. They don't understand why. I mean, one of our biggest struggles is trying to convince them, never mind getting the dog off the chain, if we can't get this dog surrendered, our biggest challenge is getting that dog spayed or neutered, which they totally are against most of the time. And it takes a lot. And again, this is anything that we do, they never have to pay for, whether we build a pen around the dog, whether we bring the dog to a veterinarian, whatever it is. They don't have to come out of their pocket, dog houses, whatever it is we pay. But the biggest issue is getting them to allow us to take the dog to get spayed or neutered. And that's one of their biggest challenges because they don't think the dog is going to be as ferocious. It's not going to be as loyal.
And it's all not true. I'm here to tell you, you can have a dog trained to love you and love your family and protect your things way better than a dog who's afraid. Robert, we're running out of time. Archie, have you got anything else quickly before we got to go?
No, that's it. That's good for me.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us, Robert. I hope people will check out Break the Chain. And if you know a dog that's on the chain, get in touch with Robert.
Go to our website, which is guardiansofrescue.org, guardiansofrescue.org.
Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, we'll be back talking about the magical matrix. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy, and I love you. And you know that. I need you too.
can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I'm laughing because Autry Pruitt has joined me. Hi, Autry.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. We're going on a little mystical bent today, I think. I'm not sure where we're going.
Is it warm up there?
It's beautiful. Yes.
Oh, good, sunny, good. Finally, somebody. I hope people with these big furry animals are shaving them or doing whatever they need to do to keep that.
Yeah, shade and water.
Because a lot of people, I saw someone with a Saint Bernard here in New York walking around with concrete. This hot concrete, that can't be healthy. Yeah. Is it even indigenous to this part of the, well, I guess it's not.
No.
But.
No, it isn't. I mean, it's happy in winter, but miserable in summer. And I've had people send me pictures from Dubai of Saint Bernards that are kept in air-conditioned pens and treated to the life of Riley, but still, well, they'd rather be here in, you know, Denver or something like that. Someplace would, that just
wait. Are you in Denver now?
No, I'm in Canada, but I just mean Saint Bernard.
You just said that. Okay.
Yeah, they'd pick Canada too, but you know, they probably wouldn't pick Cuba or Florida or New York City in the summer. But a lot of us get too hot in the summer in our cities, and you know, you just have to make them comfortable. Don't forget shade. Don't forget water. Take your collapsible bowl. If you're at a gas station with your pet, especially a dog, don't let it lick any puddles on the ground. That's antifreeze, and it smells good, and it looks good.
And it could kill them.
Yeah, absolutely. One teaspoon will kill a golden retriever, so it doesn't take much. So imagine a cat. It's just a drop. So you really don't want to get that near any of your animals. Be careful with it. If you're going to a cabin or a cottage and you're the first one in, make sure you flush out the well chemicals and all that before your dog goes and drinks out of the toilet. If you're going to a hotel or a motel, check for those little poison buggy things because that tastes like food. Your dog will eat it, you know. So get them up off the floor. Stuff like that. Just be really careful and bring flea spray with you for before and after. Because a lot of these places, if they're pet friendly, they're quite flea friendly, unfortunately.
How short should you cut the hair? Because I think I see some, because a part of the hair is actually keeping the dog cool. So when I see some people with these animals, Yorkies in particular, and they cut the hair, sometimes I feel it's almost like a buzz cut. I'm like, I don't think the dog's hair should be that short, but you know, maybe that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, it really does vary by breed, but almost always their skin should not be showing. There's only a few dogs with hairless types because they are susceptible to skin cancer and sunburn, just like we are. And they can't use zinc.
And they don't have pores or anything, right?
If you put zinc on your dog by accident, you're at the beach and you think, oh, what the heck, I'll just share my sunscreen. your dog will get diarrhea. So really, that's not a good one. Don't use the zinc. You don't want doggy diarrhea at the beach. But there are products. If your dog has a pink nose or balding spots on its nose or anywhere, you want to put sunscreen on because they can get into trouble with the sun just like
yeah. So stop. The lesson is to stop cold turkey shaving your dogs. This happens in New York a lot to the buzz cut. Look. Just stop.
Well, talk to your groomer because these people probably aren't doing it themselves. And the groomer knows. And if you say, look, I don't want to.
I would imagine they are doing it themselves. That's why. You know, I saw a dog with a mohawk. And so to do the mohawk, the skin around it, it was like a lion mane. And the skin around it had to be all the way down and had to be shaved.
That's fancy. They're probably not do-it-yourselfers, but you get what you ask for at the groomer. So if you're listening and you think you're doing your dog a favor by shaving him right down, a little bit of hair, a nice brush cut is going to be better protection.
Why doesn't the groomer speak up?
They do what you tell them. They just want your dog beautiful. And a good groomer might. If you ask them, I bet your groomer would tell you. But they don't want to offend everybody. You know,
it's not an offense. It's not an offense. It's saying, hey, education. It's like saying, hey, here's my child. Will you please take off his left thumb? Well, that may not be the right way to go.
Well, you know what? A lot of kids get their heads shaved for summer. And it's the same thing. Then they have to wear a hat all the time or they're exposed, right?
So, yes, but kids have that choice.
They have that choice.
So they can pull out a hat they can put on. Animals don't have that choice. They can't. Ruff, 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 ruff. That is it. You don't know what that means. You don't know what that means, Deborah. You don't know what that means.
Well, I do. But most people don't. That's the difference.
Okay, yeah. So you do, but most people don't.
And the other thing is, if an animal were truly free to go anywhere it wanted all the time, you probably wouldn't have to worry because it would never sit in the bright sun if it was too much for it. It would go inside when it needed shade. But we drag them with us everywhere
they
we go.
Animals to the beach. I was at the beach not too long ago. And I see the animals at the beach. I don't know.
If you bring shade and water and your dog loves to swim, then he loves the beach. So there's
Isn't
no reason
there
not
a point
to. Yeah.
That you reach where you say, I don't know, when you're talking to your folks that you train, I watched a couple of your videos training animals. I could never be out there in that nonsense and doing that crap.
But in the forest and the mud?
Oh, my
you're
gosh.
You're such a city mouse.
Oh, my gosh.
You are such a city mouse. I'm going to have to get you to get your hands dirty one day.
I was in Alabama. My family's from there. I've worked on a farm. I've worked outside. I just don't like it. It's horrible. It's disgusting. I don't like it. Plus, I'm allergic to everything. I'm allergic to horses and hay and cats. I'm allergic to most dogs. It takes dogs longer to affect me, though. I have to be around a dog for almost 6-7 hours before I start to feel the effects. But a cat, inside of 20 minutes, particularly if it's a nasty person who owns the cat and they don't know how to clean their house. I can usually go in a house and in 20 minutes, I feel it.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference if people change the litters and vacuum and things like that.
There was
a lady we had on the show ages ago. The Way of Laura is her website. The Way of Laura, LAURA.com. And she can get rid of your allergies. Seriously, she can.
Yeah, you told me about her before.
I did. Anybody listening who has a pet allergy that's keeping you from loving pets, you got to go to her, thewayoflaura.com. Okay, so there was so much in the news lately. Did you see the video of that cat that saved the 4-year-old boy?
Yeah, I saw the video of the cat that saved the boy. If it wasn't staged, I thought it was interesting.
That was great. I don't think that was staged.
I've seen pets do it. There was a poodle who was about 15 pounds, and then there was one of those teacup Yorkies. Now, the teacup Yorkie, he, for whatever reason, was the dominant one. Okay. And so I'll never forget this. So Coco, that's the name of the poodle, she went over to the Yorkie's name was Mr. Lucky. So she had been given some treats, and Mr. Lucky was sort of sitting there and sort of whining, you know, not a full-on whine, but a little bit of a whine. And before I could get the treats for him, she took him. I'll never forget this. She picked up one of these green, long, expensive treats and took it over to him and pushed it with her nose right in front of him. I have never seen an animal do that. She took a treat from her thing and gave it to him. I didn't even think that was capable. Animals.
Oh, no, they
are.
They are. They are. And you know where you see it a lot is where it's about dominance. It's about control. You see it a lot with fetching. where one dog will get the ball out of the water and then immediately drop it at a different dog's feet. He actually wants to keep the ball, but he doesn't have the right to. So
she had tons of treats, and she just took one over and sort of crouched down, dropped it, and then pushed it with her nose over. I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. So that's why it didn't surprise me with the cat.
I've seen cats do it to dogs. I've seen cats push a mouse that they've killed over to a dog as a gift.
Yeah, so I told you I've taken care of cats. I've had a cat pick up a mouse and bring it to me in like on the couch. Like the
I'm
like, what are you doing?
Mice, frogs, you get to see it all. Okay, everybody. Well, we only have a couple minutes left in this segment, but we do have a third guest, and we're going to take a little walk on the wild side. Are you ready for this, Autry? You riding your magic carpet?
I hope they're ready. They better be ready.
I think we have to be red. I think that's what's going on. I don't know. We're going to find out. I've never talked with her before, at least not in this lifetime, Autry.
Okay, so Pete's.
We'll be back very soon with Autry Pruitt and Deb Wolf on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
And anytime you're near, I love
you. Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit biketoeleash.com. That's biketoeleash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketoeleash.com.
Hello. You're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, calling from Camp Good Dog, where we had new puppies born Tuesday night. So if you want to see them, go to Facebook, look up Camp Good Dog. I know most of you are too far away to make these dogs your own, but you want to see cute little newborn red puppies. They're adorable. So on Facebook, Camp Good Dog, or if you want to see a live
birth. Is that in British Columbia?
Yeah, near Vancouver. If you want to see a live birth, then you can go to my website, debwolf.net. And it's a clean one. It's a happy one. There's no disasters or anything. It's just one puppy being born.
Itty puppy porn. I don't want to see that.
It's not porn. It's a birth video. Anyway, okay, everybody, for the squeamish Autry who lives in the city because he can't stand the country, we won't worry about directing him there. But if you want to see my puppies born at Camp Good Dog near Vancouver, you can on Facebook. And we had so many other things in the news too, Autry. There was, get this, 20 million loose bees on the Delaware Highway. Can you imagine?
Wow, what's that noise?
I think it's a helicopter. They found me, Autry.
Jeez,
did you send them
Pete's.
For me?
Jeez, oh, Pete, we need to get you a compressor, or a gate. Anyway, but I said
how'd you like
20
that
million traffic? Loose bees?
Yeah, 20 million in your car, all around. You're in a traffic jam on a highway. And 20 million, a truck turns over with 20 million loose bees.
So the bees are out now. They're all out.
They're not
they
happy.
They didn't collect them.
Oh, I'm sure they went and collected them. You could collect them, I think.
How do you collect 20 million bees? Honey?
Well, partly. I think you would have to see where the hives went and then go to them. Because your original casings would still be there. You'd have all the smelly wax and honey and their queen and everything that smells like them in the boxes. So you'd be able to trap them in a new hive if you could find them. How do you find them?
Wow. I mean, and I'm sure the driver's not the one catching the bees. So, I mean, he's got to call somebody.
Failed.
And by the
he's
time...
Quit. He's retired. He's saying, screw this job. I don't. Nothing fancy enough to get stung by 20 million bees. I'm sure he's out of there.
Where did that occur at? Where was that? Was that here in the U.S.?
Yeah, on the Delaware Highway somewhere is what the news report said. They were showing footage of people kind of running and swatting, and I felt terrible for them all. I bet they got into the car vents, and it would have been.
How
something.
Many times were the driver and whoever else was in there stung?
I don't know. Whoa, it's a scary thought. And there is some more news. Lots of news. Lots of pet news.
What else? What's else in the pet news?
Well, a guy made it around the world, made it around the earth in a boat. Just himself, an ex-Russian. Now he's a Canadian guy. His name's Serge. But the cool thing for me was he had a bunch of cats with him. And one of them passed away of old age. And so that's quite sad. But he made it around the world with a bunch of cats. It's kind of cool.
Why?
Why? I think
cats don't even like water. Cats don't even like water. What was he thinking?
Ooh, cats like boats, though. They do like boats. Not all cats, but some do. And there are certain cats with longer hind legs, Manx cats, that partly that's how it developed, that the cats who were good at jumping from boat to boat would get adopted by the sailors. So it used to be traditionally considered good luck to have a cat on board.
So you're saying that, you know how
mice.
Long it takes, how many generations it takes to influence someone's genetic code so they develop hind legs jumping
already,
from boat to boat?
No, but they were already
only been around for 5,000 years. Shoot.
They were already there in the population,
okay.
But the ones who had this feature would live longer, mate more, be treated better, be able to eat all the rats on the ship. So they ended up evolving into a breed that actually has a longer back end than a front end, and it's because of the boat jumping, or at least
ladies and
in
gentlemen
part.
I apologize for my skepticism today, but I have been told
you're
that
ready
we
for
have,
our next guest.
I'm just prepared already for the next person who's going to. Is this a pet reader?
I'm not really sure. I know that every time I have one of these people on the air, they seem to tell me
these
I'm going
people,
to fall in love.
People.
And then, I'm expecting them to read things about animals, and then they tell me I'm going to fall in love. So I'm really hoping,
it's
about you,
They'd be better off with the animals,
Autry.
Because then we wouldn't know. We'd be better off the animals, because then we wouldn't know they were lying. We couldn't prove it. We'd ask the dog, meow, 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 meow. Are we going to ask the animal?
The worst part is they usually tell me that I'm going to meet someone, but they don't say when or where. And then they say, they don't even say if it's a guy or girl. They just say someone you don't know already. And then they say with the initial, they give me an initial. So then for the next 6 months, I'm giving a second look and a free pass to anybody with a name that
well,
starts
has anybody
with that
said
letter.
The name A?
It never
have,
works.
Have
no.
they started with, oh, because I'm about to say,
that
maybe I was
J.
In your future.
It's only on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This isn't something I do for myself. This is something
That's,
that ends up happening on the show.
It's because of your voice. It's because of your voice.
Is
That's
it?
Why they hear. Yeah, your voice is amazing. It's such a beautiful voice.
Aww, thank you.
You use it for the pets. I bet you have guys just coming up to you all the time saying, hey, put me on a leash, carry me around, take me to your farm.
You know, you're right, but what they always say, and I don't know why this is their go-to joke, but they always say, can you give me a bath? I don't know. Why
Deborah,
do you think that?
Deborah, let me clue you in. That is not a joke, sister. That is not a joke. If you said, sure, come on and give me a bath, I guarantee you Ted Bundy would get out of his clothes as quick as possible.
But I don't know why they think a dog trainer gives dogs baths. They're confused about my job description.
No, they're not confused. They're just trying to get an in. Oh, my gosh. You just must be horrible with the guys.
Do you know what my license? I drive around with this car that's logoed up with paws and bones. And my license plate on the little plastic around it, it says, she who must be obeyed. So they might be a little confused. But it makes sense. Dog training, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You have some... Wow. Wow. Whatever floats your bro, Deborah. Guys, listen up. I don't even know what the phone number is. If you need a date.
Oh, no. Don't do that to me, Audrey. It's bad enough as it is. Really. Really, really, really. No.
No, yeah, that's wonderful. That's you've got to meet some great guys, though. With the animals, do they bring their animals when they meet you?
Oh, Audrey, are we really going to talk about this live on air?
This is what the people want.
Okay. I want to know when you're getting romantic with someone you're into, do you make the pets leave the room, Audrey, or do you let them watch you? What goes on in your home?
So, it depends on if I know something's going to happen, the pets have to leave. But typically, I don't know, so the pets stay around. But honestly, I don't have any, no pets want to see me do anything. Maybe next time I have a story for you. Oh, uh-oh. Man, I got to figure out how to clean it up to tell on the radio. But
sometimes you do feel watched. And I think sometimes when a dog is protective of a woman and there's a new man in the house, he's going to feel like that dog wants to rip
That's
my head off.
That's why you go to his place. Good gosh. Oh, my Lord. Let me give you some lessons.
When I visit someone at their place and I leave again, their dogs are better trained just from me visiting. So I guess it's a two-for-one deal.
Wow. I'm going to try not to get this into debauchery here because I could take this to a whole new low level.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting, Audrey. But I'm sure our producer over there in Florida... will be
he's not even listening.
Oh, you think he's not listening? Can we just go for it?
Time. Time.
No.
Thanks for joining us at All Paw Pet Pop. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Hello! You're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I know Autry's surfing the web right now, checking out our third guest today, Tara, from The Magical Matrix. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I've been a little nervous with you coming on. I keep thinking you're going to read me. Do you read people? Do you read pets? Do you know what I'm wearing? Do you know what I ate for breakfast?
You know, I'm not that far out there, but, you know, if I talk to you long enough, I might tune into that. But actually, no, don't be nervous. I'm very easy to work with. So I just
okay, Autry.
Dogs.
I think she's reading you. That means I'm off the hook.
No,
what are you getting on Autry?
No, she's a numerologist. Do people come to you with pet requests?
They do. I also read pets. So pets, people, yes, absolutely.
What does that mean, numerologist in readings? What is it to do with your birth date or something else?
No, you're right. It has to do with your birth date and your birth name on your birth certificate. So your birth name, and I heard you all talking about past lives earlier, which I was getting a kick out. I was giggling. that's what your birth name has to do with, is your past lives and what you did and what you brought to the table now. And then the birthday has to do with what you're here to do, your lesson in life and your personality and all that good stuff. And then I'm intuitive as well.
So how do you, how many people come to you, first of all, with a pet in like a given year? Does it vary? Or you say, oh, I get 10 people with a pet, 2 people with a pet. How many people with a pet? 100?
Well, yeah, you know, it's hard to say. It does vary. I mean, if I do a person and they'll say, oh, will you do my pet too? Or oftentimes if I'm reading for a person, their pet will come up. Will come into the picture. So that happens too. So I, you know, maybe it could be 100. It could be less.
That's
oh my
lot.
Gosh. You have
that's
100
a
customers with pets?
And that's, I guess you can only do this if you know the birth date. So rescue animals, probably usually you wouldn't be able to.
You know, it's interesting, Deb. I read for animals where I don't know their birthday. I don't know my dog's birthday. She's not a rescue, but I did get her at the shelter when she was 7 weeks old. And they said, how old is she? When was she born? Well, you know, around November, yada, yada, yada. And so we just give her a birthday party every year. So if I know her name with pets, just knowing the name and then intuitively going into it, That's what I do if I don't have a birthday to go along with.
I had a litter born Tuesday night between 7:45 p.m. and midnight here, Vancouver time, a litter of 7 puppies. Would you have something number related to their birth date to say about that litter?
Absolutely. What is their birthday?
What was Tuesday night? 2 days ago.
Okay, so the 21st?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a look at that.
No, 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 the 21st would have been Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes, 20th. The 20th.
For everybody out there that loves those numbers,
yeah,
the Wednesday, the 20th. Good God.
I don't have a calendar in front of me. Okay, so we are in 2014, right? Okay, so 3/7/7/7/14. Okay, so this is interesting. They were born on the 20th. So 20 has to do with, the 2 has to do with being cooperative and intuitive and sweet and loving and I think they're kind of an intuitive group of pets, kind of sensitive, if you will. Now you said there's 7 of them, so
yes,
that also has to do with inner spiritual inner trust and insight. So it feels like to me that this is a litter that came into this life with a lot of intuition. Now, their birthday totals 5, and 5 has to do with, you know, they may want to be everywhere all the time and, you know, smelling around, and one of them wants to be in the backyard, of course, and the other one wants to be in the kitchen and so forth and so on. But, yeah.
Someone want to be in the bath?
Well, you know.
Sorry, that's from a different, that's just Deborah's men, Chase. Sorry, go ahead with your reading.
So, dirty men who need baths, come over. Yeah, no.
But make sure your birthday adds up to 5.
So with them, okay, so you go by readings, and with people it's the same thing? It's not that I should look at Scorpio, and because I'm on a cusp, mix it with Sagittarius and kind of read both columns in the paper with a little bit of grain of salt, or do I just take my numbers? Is there like a... Am I like a 13 or a 22 or something?
You are 100, Deb. You are 100, girl.
Thank you, Auntie Redneck. Auntie, boy. We could have some fun. I think your number's 10, Audrey. 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Well, 10 would mean, if he has a 10, then 10 would mean he's very independent. He's very much I can do it kind of guy.
Oh, well, we don't know. Okay, mine
is... I was born July 10th.
Yeah. Ah, well, see, there you go. You're born July 10th. Do you want to give me the birth year?
I guess 1979.
Oh, you're so young.
I know. I know. Great. I love it.
That's okay.
Okay.
Cougars are animals too, Audrey.
Okay.
Gotta give them the love as the dogs and the kittens.
So, Audrey, you're born on the 10th, and of course, like I was saying a minute ago, that means you're very strong-willed and opinionated, but yet independent. And also, there's a good bit of creativity with you. You have a lot of ideas. Do you have a lot of ideas?
Yeah, I do have a lot of ideas. I got some ideas right now.
and the zero.
Don't share them, Audrey. Keep them to yourself. Okay. What ideas have you got, Audrey? Come on Deborah, Pet Talk Radio.
Deborah, I want to know. Okay, so... I'm about to change my whole career because you have 100 pet customers. I'm looking at I'm not going to reveal it to everybody. People can Google it on their own, but I'm looking at your prices. I'm like, if you got 100 pet customers and that's not even the majority of your customers, you're doing pretty good down there in Austin, Texas, girl.
Well, you know, pets are, I do differently because they're usually maybe 10-minute reading, something like that.
They can't talk.
And you know, I don't know if it's, again, I don't know if it's 100 or not, but it's pets.
Well, but I mean, if you start, even if it's 60, it's still. Are you married? If
now,
you don't mind.
Come on, Audrey, you can't marry into money this way. You got to leave our guests alone.
No, I want to find out what her significant other, partner, or husband, or wife, or whomever. I don't want to judge anybody. What your significant other feels, and how do they participate in it? Are they aware of it, or is it just your gig?
Well, it's my gig, but he's certainly aware of it, and he supports it 100%. Yeah, so, you know, when we were first married, he was the one that was into the pyramid and all of that, you know, ancient stuff, and that was a long, 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 long time ago, and then so, you know, I found that I have inner gifts as well, and I'm intuitive, and so he gets it. He totally gets
it. You're a match, Audrey, like 2 and 4.
Well, I see that Deborah made a comment on your website. She wrote, Tara's reading is right on target. She gave me many insights. Is that you, Deborah, that made that reading?
No. She hasn't given me a reading yet, but maybe someday. We only have 30 seconds left, everybody. Thank you for reading, Audrey, and thank you for joining me today, Audrey. It's been great, as always.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Deb.
Well, next time I'm going to talk a little bit about Farley Mowat. Great author.
TheMagicalMatrix.com. TheMagicalMatrix.com. Get your reading today, folks. Get it quick.
Yeah. Check it out. But you got to know your birth date. Okay. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Dog Radio. We'll be back. Look for us.
And anytime you're near.